Today we'll be discussing the concept of Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid. The Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid was one of the big Rishonim, and he wrote the Sefer Chassidim, and he had a last will and testament. They're called Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid. Now, some of them are more famous than others. The Mishnah Berurah quotes one of them when it comes to not having a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. That was one of his tzavos. He wrote many famous ones when it comes to who you could marry and who you should not marry. He famously said in Simen Chaf Gimel, La'isa Adam Isha Sheshma Kishem Imo, that a man should not marry a woman that has the same name as his mother. Oishmai Kishem Chamav, and a woman should not marry a man that has the same name as her father. And that's obviously people have heard of. Another one in Chaf Beis is La'isa Adam Basa'achiv and Basa'choisai, that a person should not marry their niece. And another one in Chaf Hei is two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. Again, the some of the more famous ones. And the question is, do we have to hold of this of these tzavos? Are we allowed to disagree with these tzavos? How do these tzavos apply when it comes to halacha? This should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. Before, to understand, the understanding of most poskim is that tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid are mostly Kabbalistic. It's not like when he said you shouldn't marry a woman that has the same name as the mother. The basic understanding, according to many poskim, or not that one, we'll pick a different one, not to have a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, that's not like there's a svara, there's a understandable reason behind it. He didn't give a reason. It's usually understood that it's Kabbalistic. The Divrei Chaim of Sanz and Ebenezer Simen Ches, when he describes Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid, he says, L'falba b'zehu l'maiser, ki eich nafalba b'davar, she'en lanu shum yediyah. He says, how could you ask me a question on something I don't understand? I don't know why this is true. He says that you should avoid it for Kabbalistic reasons. So it must be Kabbalistic. Now, there were some, that's also Shlomo Kluger said a similar thing, Rechaim Palagi said a similar thing. Now, there were some of the tzavos, we do have reasons. I know that the Sefer, when it comes to the Sefer Zichron Yehuda, when it comes to not marrying a woman who has the same name as your mother, they do say that there is a legitimate reason for that, and that is, if let's say your mother's name is Rachel, and you're marrying a woman whose name is Rachel, then whenever you're in front of your mother, you're saying Rachel all the time, meaning you're trying to talk to your wife, you're saying your mother's name, that's not so respectful. When it comes to also marrying a niece, the Sefer Evan LaRosha says that maybe the reason not to marry the niece was for genetic issues. Marrying a niece, marrying such close relatives could be unhealthy from a scientific standpoint, and therefore he felt that because the only way you would avoid any genetic issues if you do a L'Shem Shemayim, and the Rav Yehuda HaChassid felt that the average person is not doing anything L'Shem Shemayim anymore when it comes to these things, and therefore it's best to be avoided. There are some tzavos we do have an understanding, but most of them, it's Kabbalistic. So the question is, do we paskin based on these tzavos? So there's a famous tshuva of the Neidu Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Ebenezer Simen Ayin Tes, where he was asked this kasha. And he says, I have a major issue with the Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid. The issue with the Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid is very simple. Some of them are completely against Gemaras. The Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, tells us that it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. That it's a positive thing. It's brought down by the Ramah in Simen Beis Sif Vav of the Evan Ezra, that it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. So how could one of his Tzavos say not to marry your niece? It's a mitzvah. What's going on? One of his tzavos is that two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Dalid, says that there was a whole city where that was the whole city was all brothers married to sisters. So how could he go against Gemaras? So says the Neidu Yehuda, normally, if you tell me that someone said something against the Gemara, I'll just say he's wrong. The problem is, Rav Yehuda HaChassid was a big tzaddik. So what are we supposed to do? So says the Neidu Yehuda, what it must be, he says all these things. The real truth is, really, the Tzavos Rav Yehuda HaChassid was not meant for Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael, you can't disagree with a Gemara. The Gemara is all that matters. What Rav Yehuda HaChassid's Tzavos, his last will and testament, what they are specific commands to his family, to his descendants. His family, he's telling his family, I have a reason to believe that these things are not good. So that might be fine. But to paskin for Klal Yisrael against the Gemara is not allowed. So therefore, says the Noi Yehuda, Tzavasi V'Yilchasid should not be relied upon for Halachic Psak because they're against the Gemara. He obviously meant for his family. The Divrei Chaim of Sanz are also deals with this type of concept. He doesn't like how harsh the Noi Yehuda is against the Sefer the Tzavasi V'Yilchasid. But he does say that he's not sure. He's not sure whether Tzavasi V'Yilchasid were meant for everyone or just for his family members and his descendants. And therefore, he says, because I'm not sure, let's go check. What's the custom? What are people makbid on? What are people, nizar on? So he says, people are only nizar on one of them. In his mind, when it comes to not marrying, the only one that they're nizar on, the only thing that people are, like, conscious of, not marrying a woman who has the same name as the mother. That people care about. So he says, so that's something you should be makbid on. But things in the tzava that the average person's not makbid on, perhaps that's a sign that it wasn't meant for Klal Yisrael, it was just meant for his children. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in Yichav Adas Chilag Aleph Siman Ayin Zayin also quotes many Paiskim, including the Shem Aryeh, Arug Zabayisim, Tzemach Tzedek, that all imply that was not meant for Klal Yisrael, and was only meant for his descendants. The Shem Aryeh actually quotes, it's brought down by the he quotes that apparently one of the descendants of the Tzavas of Yidu Chassid wasn't makbid on it himself. Meaning, we said before that according to Nehid Yehuda, it wasn't meant for Klal Yisrael, it was meant for Rav Yehuda's Chassid's descendants. So he says that he knows one of Rav Yehuda Chassid's descendants that wasn't makbid on it, because one of the Tzavas of Yidu Chassid is not to call a child either by Shmuel or Yehuda. So he says, though, that he had one of his descendants is Shmuel ben Yehuda. So he says even his descendants weren't makbid on it. So therefore, it's not something that people have to be makbid. Rav Reuven Margolius in his Pirush on Sefer Chassidim also quotes earlier Kadmainim who seem to indicate that you do not have to be makbid on the Tzavas or Rav Yehuda Chassid. However, the Chidah disagrees. The Chidah was makbid. And the Chidah in his Pirush on Bris Avos, on Bris Olam, on Sefer Chassidim, Siman Taf Ayin Zayin, was asked, what about the fact that the Noi Yehuda is bringing up a valid point, that there are areas of Gemara that seem to disagree with the Tzava? So he says, a lot of times, when the Gemara tells you something, that was for back then, when everyone was acting the way they were supposed to. Let's say a person marrying their niece. Maybe it was good back in the times of the Gemara, because they were acting L'Shem Shemayim. But nowadays, where people are not acting L'Shem Shemayim, maybe it's best to avoid it. Similar things with two brothers marrying two sisters. Even if you find the Gemara where it was done, perhaps during the times of the Gemara, because they were doing things L'Shem Shemayim, and they had the right mindset, so Shem or Mitzvah, Yedah Davara, you know, Hashem protected them. But nowadays, where we don't have that purity, perhaps it's best to be avoided, and that's the Chidah says. There's a third opinion, and that's the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was asked about marrying a woman who has the same name as the wife, as the mother, and he says, "Mandalei kabid lekabdina be'hadei," which means, if it doesn't bother you that you're going against the Tzavas or Yidu Chassid, then you're safe. If it bothers you, then it's something to be avoided. But if it doesn't bother you, then it's potentially safe. So again, so it seems to be a machlokas haposkim whether you have to be makbid. And some of them, I think, are more makbid on something or not. I know the Chazon Ish was very makbid about not marrying his niece and not marrying someone's niece. And he said this line. It's brought down in Archos Rabbeinu Daf Reish Samach Zayin. He says, he said, I don't know of a couple that married against Rav Yehuda Chassid's wishes and they were successful. I don't know. But again, it's a big machlokas, and therefore each case has to be dealt with. Some were more makbid than others, as the Devi Chaim said. So again, a Rav should be consulted for each and every case. This is just the basic overview of the controversy behind the Tzavas Rav Yehuda Chassid. All questions can be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.